These people are not here because of a crime they have committed. They are not here for their political opinions, neither for their religion.
This video challenges consumers to think about their purchasing habits and how they might be encouraging the exploitation of migrants. Richard Danziger is head of the Global Counter-Trafficking Program at the International Organization for Migration. He says poverty, gender inequality, and conflict contribute to human trafficking. But it is the demand for unreasonably cheap labor and cheap goods that drive this unscrupulous trade. He says the campaign aims to change consumer behavior through the use of soft power, not hard power.
We are not asking people to boycott a particular brand or boycott a particular supermarket or chain store. We're simply asking people to find out what lies behind the products they buy. We're asking people to buy responsibly.
The International Labour Organization estimates 12.3 million people are in forced or bonded labor and sexual servitude around the world. Danziger says stories about human trafficking usually focus on women and girls used for sexual exploitation. But he says both men and women are trafficked for labor exploitation. He says there have been large increases in the last 5 years in the trafficking of men and boys to work in the agricultural, construction, fishing, and domestic service sectors.
We estimate, based on some ILO figures, that in industrialized countries there are over 100,000 trafficked migrant workers, so severely exploited migrant workers. If they were paid their back wages, the wages they are due, it could come to something like $2.5 billion. So we're talking about large sums. Throughout the world, there's an estimate by ILO of what we call stolen wages as almost $20 billion.
Danziger says consumers are increasingly demanding fair trade. They are asking that the products they buy are produced according to ethical standards. He says the campaign hopes to tap into these sentiments by raising awareness of the many products and services that result from trafficked and exploited labor. He says consumers have the power to end labor exploitation by buying responsibly and by pressuring businesses and retailers to operate in an ethical manner. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.